Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. As we are receiving tornado warnings from the National Weather Service for Passaic County, Rockland County, southeastern Orange County, northwestern Essex County, and northern Bergen County. Joining me now is Brendan Smith, a meteorologist at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's National Weather Service Eastern Region Headquarters in Bohemia, New York. Brendan Smith, thank you very much for coming on with us. Hello.
No problem. Yes, I'm here.
And tell me, first of all, if these precautions that I mentioned earlier, and I'll say again, since this tornado warning is in effect right now until 12:15, are the right things, in your opinion, to be telling people that the safest place to be during a tornado is in a basement or under a workbench or other piece of sturdy furniture. If no basement is available, seek shelter on the lowest floor of the building, in an interior hallway or a room such as a closet, using blankets or pillows to protect your body further. Always stay away from windows. If you're in a mobile home or a vehicle, to evacuate and get inside a substantial shelter or, if necessary, into the nearest ditch. Are we telling them the right things?
Absolutely. That is those listed in the tornado warning. Tornado warning, by the way, does mean that either radar or a person has spotted a rotation enough to where a tornado is either occurring or is possible very shortly, within the next couple of minutes. So that's the difference between a warning and a watch, where a watch is just conditions are favorable where these thunderstorms could develop. Those places that are listed in the warning are the safest places in your house. They tend to be the strongest part of the structure. Down in a basement, you have typically there's less windows, less chance for them to break, and shattered glass, and then obviously debris flying around. Pillows and blankets certainly, it's obvious they'll help, keep breaking glass from you and that kind of thing. Mobile homes and vehicles obviously are much lighter and can certainly be picked up and thrown by strong winds or crushed by falling trees. So that's why we tell people to evacuate there.
And listeners, we invite your phone calls right now. Obviously, risk any danger to yourself in order to make a phone call to us or to post on our website. But we do want your very local observations right now in any of the areas that I was just referring to, or any of the other counties that we talked about earlier where the tornado warning had been in effect and has now expired. So call us up if you've seen anything or if you've experienced anything, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or post it on our website at WNYC.org. And we've got Brendan Smith, meteorologist from the National Weather Service, with us. Let's take one phone call right now. Here's Binium in Rockaway, New Jersey. Thank you for calling. Binium, do we have you? Did I say your name right? All right. Well, maybe not. Is this very unusual, Brendan, for our area? We've been hearing about the tornadoes in the south, and, the Wizard of Oz wasn't set in New Jersey. It was set in Kansas.
Really, it's not. I mean, springtime does begin, what's considered the busy season for severe weather. Almost all severe weather is created by a clash of air masses that have very different characteristics. And if you've been outside the last couple of days, it's been, especially over northern New Jersey and southeastern New York, it's been very warm. It's been humid. And that's a very typical setup. What's happening now is we're getting a colder, much drier air mass that's moving in from the west. And when those two air masses meet, that's when you get the conditions that are just ripe for these big thunderstorms to develop. What's going on today, and a lot of people are probably wondering, is this the same system that created all the devastation down in the south? Ultimately, yes, it's the same large-scale system, but there's different dynamics, if you will, at play in this part of the country. It's very unlikely that we'll see the long-lived, incredibly strong tornadoes that we saw down south.
Anything that could threaten our infrastructure here in the way that people have seen that a tornado tore off the roof of the St. Louis Airport Terminal?
That would be extremely unlikely. These are much more likely to be what we consider F0, F1 tornadoes with wind speeds. Still lots of potential for damage, but not, you know, the 150 to 200 mile an hour winds that were experienced down south. These are much more likely to be on the order of 70 to 100 miles an hour. Certainly enough to do damage, you know, even to some well-constructed buildings. But I would not expect the type of outbreak that we had yesterday and the day before.
Louisa in New Brunswick, thank you for calling in. Hi, Louisa.
Hi. I listen to your show all the time. It's wonderful.
Thanks so much. What are you seeing?
Well, I am at New Brunswick, Piscataway campus of Rutgers, mm-hmm. In New Jersey. I'm not sure where the warnings are because I just got out of lecture and tuned into your program. But the winds are very high and they're very sustained, and the clouds are moving fast. There's a lot of dark clouds. I wouldn't be surprised if something were to develop near here. Were the warnings near here?
There were warnings for Middlesex County. You're in Middlesex, I presume.
Yeah, that would be Middlesex.
So there were warnings earlier for Middlesex County, which, if I understand this correctly, have now expired. So what you would be seeing, and thank you for your call, is the back end of it. Can you give us any more information on that specifically, Brendan?
Yeah, those, like you said, those warnings were severe thunderstorm warnings. And again, the difference is a tornado warning, obviously, is a storm capable of producing a tornado, where a severe thunderstorm warning can either produce straight-line wind damage or would produce large damaging hail, greater than an inch in diameter. That's actually the biggest threat today, is these straight-line winds. The tornado warnings that were issued a little farther north, you know, extreme northern New Jersey, southeast New York, the Doppler radar had indicated some rotation in the clouds. And so that's certainly enough for a tornado warning right there. The storms that were actually down closer to Rutgers did have some strong winds in them. I haven't seen any verifying reports right now, but, yeah, they certainly were very, very strong, and I'm sure there's quite a bit of rain that's falling out of them, too. It's a real wet day out there.
Now, the tornado warning that's in effect at this moment includes northwestern Essex County in New Jersey until 12:15, and here is Cynthia in West Orange, which is in Essex County. Cynthia, thank you for calling. What do you see?
Right now, nothing, and the whole thing lasted about a minute. There isn't even rain right now, but there was heavy rain that might be on the edge of hail, but nothing like, you know, huge hailstones.
Did anything seem to be rotating in the wind as we would think of in a tornado?
Well, I didn't look for it, and I certainly didn't see it that way. I was in a laundry room, and yes, there were windows there. I wasn't aware of anything other than a direct wind.
Did you go to the laundry room for shelter?
No, I went because you hadn't even mentioned Essex County yet, and I know what a riot there could be if I don't pull out my clothes as soon as the dryer has completed its cycle.
For more pedestrian purposes, Cynthia went to the laundry room to not alienate her neighbors. This is WNYC FM and AM New York and WNYC.org. It's 12 noon, and we will bring you the Leonard Lopate Show, as usual, starting after starting at 12:06, which is when it usually starts. We're going to cover what would normally be the newscast that we would bring you at this hour to continue our coverage of the tornado warning for parts of our area, which is in effect until 12:15, and then we'll turn it over to Leonard in about 5 minutes from right now. But again, until 12:15, tornado warning is in effect for Passaic County, Rockland County, southeastern Orange County, northwestern Essex County, and northern Bergen County, and we are with Brendan Smith from the National Weather Service. Brendan, this is kind of circling, or at least on two sides of the five boroughs. Should people in Manhattan and Brooklyn and the Bronx and Queens and Staten Island and eventually Nassau County be getting ready to take cover too?
At this point, it doesn't look like these storms are going to move north of the city. They're going to move into Orange and Rockland County. In fact, one of them is just crossing the state border right now near West Milford. They're going to continue on a northeast track, and they're going to miss the five boroughs, although I see the northern part of Bergen County is now in a warning. So the hilly area up there near the New York State line is where the biggest storms are moving as we speak. The previous caller who was in Essex County, there was one small sliver, and that was just the southern extent of that one storm that passed through Essex, and it now looks like it's cleared Essex County, although there's a few more storms behind it that may actually move right over the same area. New York City is not under the gun right now, nor is Nassau County. One of the challenges we deal with as a forecaster is on a south wind, any water that comes in off the ocean this time of year is very, very cool. We're out here in central Long Island, and it's cloudy and foggy and, in the mid-50s. Certainly not the same conditions that are mm-hmm. over northern New Jersey.
Do you not expect it to touch Westchester?
It certainly could. Northern Westchester looks like it will get hit with this line of storms probably within the next 20 to 30 minutes, basically from, I would say, about I-287 north.
Here's a good part of the county. Here's a question from Peter in Sussex County. You're on WNYC. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Brian. Thank you. Brian, I read something on the email. We got an email. It's a change in philosophy about where to seek shelter during a hurricane, tornado. I think they call it the pyramid effect. Maybe your guests know something about it. But, they say instead of getting under the bed, get next to the bed. They say get next to the couch. Because what happens is, and I remember when I was a kid, I used to take it over to the bathroom because that was the shortest ceiling in the house. But if you get next to the couch, if the ceiling does drop, it forms a pyramid, and they said it's, any big piece mm-hmm. of furniture that you can get by.
Next to instead of under. Brendan, have you heard these competing theories?
I haven't, actually. And the argument I would make for getting underneath, if you could, is more protection from flying debris. If you're next to a piece of furniture, you're still exposed on one side at least. So assuming you've picked the right side to be on, you're probably safer. But underneath, you tend to have a little more protection from the top. That's been the more typical way. I'll have to look up that pyramid effect because I have not heard that.
Now, Kylie from Montclair writes on our comments page this question. How cautious should I be? Should I cancel appointments for the day? If I must drive, like on the turnpike, what should I watch for before, quote, getting into a ditch?
If you hear that where you're driving is under a tornado warning, the most obvious place would be on the radio, and you see this threatening weather approaching, real dark, swirling clouds, that kind of thing, that's when you want to pull over immediately. One of the tough parts is there's so much rain involved with these systems that if there's a tornado, it can very easily be masked by heavy rain and you won't see it. Any condition that you're not comfortable driving in, you should definitely not continue driving, whether it's, extremely heavy rain or potentially a tornado.
Again, listeners, we're going to bring you the Leonard Lopate Show as usual in 1 minute. I want to thank Brendan Smith, meteorologist at the National Weather Service Eastern Region Headquarters in Bohemia. Again, there is a tornado warning in effect until 12:15 for Passaic County, Rockland County, southeastern Orange County, northwestern Essex County, and northern Bergen County. And just give us a last thought in 10 seconds as to how much you think we'll be talking about this through the day. Brendan.
I'm sorry, I cut out there just at the end of what you were saying. Could you repeat that?
Well, I don't even have time to repeat it, I will thank you very much for all the excellent information that you've provided us. Thank you very much for these real-time updates.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Thank you so much for listening on WNYC FM and AM New York. The Leonard Lopate Show.